This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. The assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. 50 years ago today sparked riots and protests in dozens of cities around the country. But Birmingham's response was more subdued, even though some of King's most noted victories happened here. WBHM Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart talked with people who remember those first days in Birmingham after King's death.
Shortly after Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was shot and killed at the Lorraine Motel in Memphis, Tennessee, former U.S. Attorney General Robert Kennedy broke the news to a crowd in Indiana.
I have some very sad news for all of you, and that is that Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Kennedy was there campaigning for the Democratic nomination for president. News of King's death traveled fast in Birmingham. Bishop Calvin Woods is with the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, a civil rights organization founded by King. Woods was leading a civil rights meeting with preachers that night in Smithfield. He recalls civil rights activist Tommy Wren coming to the church, sitting next to him in the pulpit, and telling him what had happened.
We didn't want to believe it, but said he had been killed. We almost became lost of words. Folk got up, went to walking out, and we were sitting in agony.
That agony gripped Birmingham. But Wood says ministers wanted to keep with King's teachings on nonviolence, even after his tragic death. They didn't want Birmingham to erupt in violence like other cities. A few miles away on 24th Street South, the reaction was not as peaceful. Paulette Roby grew up in the Southtown public housing community. White people traveling from downtown to Mountain Brook and other suburbs south of Birmingham had to drive through Southtown. Roby describes how some black residents reacted after hearing of King's death.
They gang up right there at Triangle Store, and we threw bottles, and we threw rocks, and we threw milk bottles.
She says many wanted to heed King's message of nonviolence.
But at that time, it was like feeling a sensation that you got. I guess get back at them for what they was doing to us.
Roby marched and was arrested in the 1963 children's marches. She attended rallies and mass meetings with her parents.
I had the experience of hearing him teach and the feeling that I got within after I heard him speak. I just knew that everything was just going to go downhill for the blacks because of his assassination. I just lost hope.
Others, like 88-year-old Frank Dukes, were also rattled by King's death. Dukes is a minister. In 1962, he led a retail boycott to protest segregation. He was also one of several men who kept watch over King when he was in Birmingham.
And we had rifles and all that kind of stuff to battle the Klan had they shown up to try to bomb the house or do anything to Dr. King.
Dukes says if King was alive today...
Oh, he would think that it was 1,000 times better than it was, but he would also say that we still have a long way to go.
Woods, Roby, and Duke say while there are more black elected officials today, there is still a lot to overcome when it comes to racial equality. For WBHM, I'm Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart.